Good morning and a good chodesh to everybody. Today we are smack shtickle in the middle of a sugya. We are like, I stopped, I don't know why I stopped in mid-sentence yesterday, kivyachol. But we were discussing that if Mimer was done with a, after, again, let's go through our scenario. Reuven married Sarah, who's a ketana, unbeknownst to her father. And then Nebuch Reuven dies. And then Shimon does Mimer. So then from Levi, everything is required. Get, Chalitza, and Miun. On the other hand, that's what we're going to start today. We're going to start a Memheim and Aleph, approximately 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, about 10 lines from the bottom, second last word. Loy Asa Ba Mimer. Let's say he didn't do Mimer yet, Shimon. Then for Levi, Eina tzricha ela chalitza bilvad. The only thing that Levi needs to do is chalitza. Does not require a get. My amart. What do you say? Tiboy nami miun. There should be miun as well. Besides the chalitza. Why? Yomru, shema yomru, people say the following. Ein kidushin toivsin be'achotza. Let's say somebody chaps a rein and does kiddushin. One of the brothers, Levi, and let's say Yehuda, after this whole scenario, comes and does kiddushin. We would say that kiddushin is not tofes, because kiddushin is not tofes by a chalitza. Therefore, we should do miyun to show us that the kiddushin should be resultant. Says the Gemara, Hakol Yodin, everybody knows. You guys know this, right? Hakol Yodin, Achos Chalutza, the sister of a chalutz, is dirabanan, and the kiddushin really meikar adin is tofes mida arayis. Even though we don't want it to happen, but the kiddushin is tofes. Damrish lakish kan shana Rebbe. Rebbe taught us over here. Achos grusha, the sister of a divorcee, that everybody knows mida arayis. The sister of a divorcee, if somebody tries to marry them, that the kiddushin is not tofes because it's the din da arayis. Achos chalutza, the sister of a chalutza, that is only midivrei sofrim, and therefore kiddushin is going to be tofes, and therefore we don't require miun, because the only reason why we require miun is to let us know that kiddushin will be tofes. But everybody knows, including the guys here, that the achus chalutza midivrei sofrim. Okay. Now we're going to do some varieties on a theme in terms of people's da'as and unaware of da'as when it comes to the halaga kiddushin. Okay, let us see. There were two guys, they were sipping wine together. You know what? We'll call them Reuven and Shimon. You know why? Because we like those names. They were sitting where? Two Saitzipi Bavavel. They were sitting underneath a tree, an Aravis tree in Bavel. That's what one opinion in Rashi is. Another opinion in Rashi is they had a sheet over them, and they were sitting out and soaking in the sun. Remember, it was pretty hot in Bavel in Iraq. So put yourself in their shoes for a moment. Amr, so now Reuven says to Shimon, Mikachli varsa, mikachli biratich libri. Your daughter, let her be mikudashes to my son with this cup of wine. Givaldik, look at the shidduch. Ravinu, says Ravina. Even according to Rav and Shmuel, who said yesterday, when a ketana is miskadeshes without her father's consent, chay shinan shem, there we're concerned, shemen isratza'av, turning over to Amid Beis. But in our case, what's the case? It's Reuven and Shimon discussing the son and daughter. Shemin Disratza ben lo yamrinan. But perhaps that the son wanted it, that we are not concerned about, and here again is not required with ben Reuven marrying Bas Shimon. Okay? Frek the Gemara Kasha. Amalei Rabbanan l'Ravina. Says Rabbanan to Ravina, wait a second. Maybe the son of Reuven, Dilma Shaliach Shavya. Maybe the son of Reuven appointed his father Reuven as a Shaliach to talk to Shimon, so Shimon should marry his, so he should get Shimon's daughter. Maybe there was what? A Shalichas here, an appointment. And therefore when Reuven says to Shimon, here Mekadosh my daughter to my son, on this cup of wine it should be Chal. Says the Gemara, no. Lo yichotzef enish l'shavi l'avu ha-shaliach. Apparently it's some sort of chutzpah nyak. When somebody asks their father to be a shaliach for them to stand in their place. And therefore we are not concerned that Reuven's kid appointed Reuven to be a shaliach. Okay. The Gemara then continues this line of questioning. V'dilma Artsuye Artse Kameg. Maybe the son, Reuven's son, revealed his das to his father, and he told his father, you know that Shimon's daughter, she'd make a great wife. So it's clear that Reuven's son wanted it. And therefore we invoke a new principle here, and that is of Zachin La'adum Shalom Befanov. You remember that? That somebody can merit something for somebody unbeknownst to them, not in front of them, if we know it's a schia for them. For example, I know that you love dirt. So when I see dirt, I say, this dirt, I am now going to be Zoycha for Lowy. Lowy's now the owner because Zoycha Lodim Shlomo Fanim, because I know Lowy loves dirt. So too by our case, Reuven knows that his son loves Shimon's daughter, and Zoycha Lodim Shlomo Fanim, he should be able to marry Shimon's daughter. Maybe we should be concerned about that. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rabba Bar Shimi, Beferish Amamar, explicitly Ravina said, we are not concerned about the opinion of Rav and Shmuel that maybe the father wanted the Kiddushin and we didn't get the memo. And therefore, according to them, we're never going to be concerned for sure about the son. Okay? So we're not concerned about the son of Reuven's son having any express interest in Shimon's daughter. Okay? Unless we hear it beferish explicitly from Reuven's son, it's no good. New case. How Gavra, there was once a guy, the Kaddish Bekisha the Yarka Beshukam. What'd he do? There's a guy, he had some sort of vegetable, and he was in the shuk, and he married off his bas, who's a katana, he married a girl, who's a katana, without the father's consent. So Shimon went over to Reuven's daughter, who's a minor, in the shuk, and he marries her with a vegetable. Says that, we're not concerned about. Okay? Why? Tom Ravina, Afiluman di Amar Choshin Shemin Etzratzav, even under normal circumstances, like we said yesterday, we're concerned that the father maybe wanted it and the Kiddushin should be Chal. Here, that doesn't work. Why not? Honey, Mili, that only works Derech Kovid. That only works if it's done in a Kovidic way. Then perhaps we'd suggest that Reuven did want his daughter to get married in that particular fashion. Aval Derech Bizoyon, but in such a low level way. You know, in this terrible, bizyonous way, low. There, of course, no father would ever want his daughter to get married in the shuk with a vegetable. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Acha Midirta L'Ravina, bizoyon namai. What's the bizoyon here? Two possibilities. E bizoyon the yark, e bizoyon the shukah. Is it a bizoyon because he got married on a vegetable? Or is it a bizoyon he got married in the shuk and it's not nice, it's pas nish to get married in the shuk? What's the nafkamina? I'm glad you asked. Nafkamina, the Kaddish Bekaspa, maybe they were Mekaddish with silver, and that's Mechuvid, but in a shuk, Beshukah, or Bekisha Diyarka, with a vegetable, but Bebesa. So if we know which, we can pinpoint and zero in which one is the problem, then if we just take away that one, perhaps we would be Chayshish according to Rav and Shmuel. For example, if she got married with silver in the shuk, if we said that the Pekis is covered, was the vegetable, then perhaps according to Rav and Shmuel, we would be choshesh for the Kiddushin. Says the Gemara, Mai, Amalei, Idividi Derech Bizoyon Hu. Both the vegetable and both the shuk are a Bizoyon, and therefore either way you go, it's not going to be a successful Kiddushin. Silver in the shuk or vegetable in the house. If the father's not in on it, it would not be a good Kiddushin. A new story. Haida Amr Lekrivai. So we have a fight. We have a fight between the husband and wife. Each one wants their daughter to marry their relative. Right? Used to be in the olden days, people married first cousins, second cousins. The father says, I want it to be my nephew. The mother says, I want it to be my nephew. So Haida Amr Lekrivai. He wanted his relatives. Vihi Amra Likriva. And she says, I want her to marry my relatives. So Kafte, like a good wife, she forced him that it would be her relatives. Ada Amrale Tahavi Likriva. She forced him until he finally says, you know what, Taka? I'll let him marry your relatives. I'll let her marry to her, right? Says the Gemara. Okay, so they made a Sa'uda to celebrate the upcoming nuptials of their kid to her relatives. ad the achli v'shasi, while they're eating and drinking, asa krive be'igra, so his relatives came and pulled a fast one. And they brought her to the roof, to the attic, in secret, v'kacha. And they did a secret kiddushin. Oh, Amar Abaye says, Abaye, since the father wanted this, right? And since the father already gave his consent to be her relatives, not his relatives. Ksiv, it says in Tzfanya, Paragimel, Pasik and Gimel, She'eris Yisrael, the remnants of Yisrael, lo ya'asu avla. We shouldn't do a disgrace, v'lo yidabru kazav, and you shouldn't speak in a sneaky way. Therefore, it's no good. We're not concerned that the father wanted, he already gave his consent. It should be over to the daughters, to the wives' relatives. Rav Amar, Chazaka ein adam tareach b'seuda umasida. There's a presumption a person's not going to make a meal and cause it a loss. And what was the purpose of the meal? The purpose of the meal here was what? To celebrate the nuptials of whom? The upcoming nuptials of?
The wife.
The wife's relative. So why would you have a meal? You invite everybody, you spend time cooking and getting ready for the wife's relatives, and then go marry the husband's relatives. Okay. Asks the Gemara then, Mai Benayu, what's the difference between the reasons of Rav and Abaye? Abaye said people don't act in weasel ways, essentially. And Rav says, you're not going to make a meal and cause it a loss. The difference is, Ika Benayu, there's a difference in Loitarach, where the father didn't prepare for a long time the Seuda. And since he didn't prepare for the long time for the Seuda, therefore, the following. If they didn't prepare, according to Abaye, it's still not concerned about the kiddushin to his relatives because people don't act in weasel ways. But according to Rav Ataka, we would be concerned. Why would we be concerned? Because the whole reason we're normally not concerned where he marries her to his relatives is because the person's not going to make a seuda and pull out. Here he didn't make a seuda. Okay, new case. New case with a daughter that was mekadesh with her father's consent, right? But for Nisuin, he didn't know. So now we're going to break it off by Kiddush and Nisuin. Okay, just one thing you should know, that Achilas Truma, a woman's allowed to eat Truma Midaraisa from her husband after Kiddushin, but Midarabanan, we do not allow her, for whatever reason, we do not allow her to eat until Nisuin. So that was our case. Niskachala, we have a daughter, Niskachala Dasavir. Her father gave her consent to go with Mekadesh Ruven. And she goes and marries, let's call him Aaron, because Aaron's a kain. So she goes as Mekadesh to Aaron a kain. Halachavila Medina Siyam. Then the father takes a hike. Her father takes a hike. He goes, you know, to somewhere else. The Amda Venises. And she goes and does Nisuin without his knowledge, because he's not around. Amar Rav says Rav the following. Since the Kiddushin was done with his knowledge, it's logical that he also wants the Nisuin. And therefore, Ochelas Betruma, she's allowed to eat from the Truma, until we hear otherwise, until the father comes and makes a macha, makes a protest. Rav Asi Amar, no. He's got to be aware that there's an Isuin. Eina ochel, she cannot eat from the truma, shema yavo avi aviyimcha, because maybe what's going to happen when the father comes back from his business trip in Medina Sayam? What's going to happen? He's going to come and make a macha, make a protest. V'nimsa, and it's going to come out that the Zara, that the stranger, was Ochelas Betruma Limafreya. Retroactively, she was eating from the Truma. And that while she was a non-Kohen status.
That's a Midrabanan.
Oh, good Kasha, good Kasha, good Kasha. Tosis discussed it. Yeah. I was thinking that this morning. I forgot. Look in Tosis. Okay, anyway. Look in Tosis, Nimsa Zara Limafreya. Okay, bye. The Gemara tells a story. There was once a story, and the Ketana was Mskadish with her father's knowledge, and she goes and marries him without knowledge. V'chosh le l'rav l'hadar of Asi. And Rav, who normally would give her consent to eat from the Truma, he was chayshish for the opinion of Asi and did not allow her to eat from the Truma. Okay, what about the Yerusha? Good question. Amar Shulva Yisach umode Rav, and Rav agrees she'im mesa, that if the daughter dies, that the husband ain't a Yorsha, that the husband does not Yarish in her, because maybe the father did not want with Nisuin, and therefore there's a principle of, know this principle, Uke Mamone Becheskes Mare, we leave the money in the hands of the owner. And there's another concept of Moti Mechaver Olevaraya. One who wants to extract the money, he's got to bring the proof. And here, since the money is in her family's possessions, we don't take it out unless we know otherwise. Another din, vis-a-vis a daughter that's Miskadesh, with her father's consent, but the Nisuin was without his consent. Niskadesha, Niskadsha Lidas. She was Niskadesh with his knowledge. Veniseis, and she did the Nisu and Shalol Lidas. Okay, good. The Avia Khan, and the father's in the neighborhood at the time of the chuppah. But for some reason, he didn't participate in the wedding. So what's the halacha? Rav Huna Amar, since there was an Isuin without his knowledge, we should be concerned that maybe the father didn't want it. Eina Ocheles. Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Amar, no! Ocheles, she can't eat from the truma because the father was at least there and didn't make a protest. Let's see. Rav Huna Amar, Rav Huna says, Eina Ocheles, why? Why? Why is that so? Va'afilu Rav, and even according to Rav, the Amar Ocheles, that she could eat if he's in Medina Sayam, why can't she eat in this case? Hasam Hu, in that case, is the lo isa la'av. The reason why we allow her to eat in that case is because the father's not in the neighborhood. Avahogad isa la'av. But here, the father's in the neighborhood. Hi, de ishtik. Why was he quiet? Because of what? Mirtuch rasach. He was boiling in anger. And since he was boiling in anger, therefore, that's why he didn't come to the chasana. And since he didn't come to the chasana, therefore, she is not allowed to eat from the truma. On the flip side, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Bar Abba Amar, Ocheles. She's allowed to eat in this case, even under the normal case, if he goes to Medina Sayam, she's not allowed to eat. In this case, if the father's in the neighborhood, Shitake is allowed to eat from the Truma, as if they're officially Nisuin, even though she's a Ketana. And now the Gemara explains. V'afilu Rav Asi Damrei and Ocheles. Even if Rav Asi says normally she can't eat, if she flies off the coop, if the father goes to Medina Sayam, why is she allowed to eat in this case? Hasim, in that case, when the father's been in the yam, she can't eat. Hu deshemi yavo aviha, because maybe the father's going to come and make a macha. Aval hacha, but in our case, the father's there. Mi deshasik, he keeps quiet. Isnahue, isnache lei. It shows that he wants it, and therefore she is allowed to eat from the trum. Okay, one last din. Niskadsha shalola das aviha. We're going to get to the two dots on Amud Aleph. Niskadsha shalola das aviha. Let's say she was miskadesh without the father's consent, and she's a ketana. Niseis shalola das. And then she did the nisuin without nas, but aviha kam. The father was in the neighborhood. Rav Huna says there's a chazaka that she wants it, ve'ochelas, and she could eat because he doesn't make a protest. Rav Yirmiyahu Bar Abba Amar, since it was without consent, ain't ochelas. Amr Ula, says Ula, Hadar of Huna, that she's allowed to eat, is the following. Kachometz, it's difficult, it's like vinegar, leshinayim, to the teeth, because what happens to vinegar when it goes on teeth? What color normally are your teeth? Good, your teeth are normally white, I'm glad you're paying attention. Chometz on teeth, they make it dirty. Ukeashen, and like smoke, leinayim. And it's like smoke to the eyes, right? Hashta. Mahasam, when she's miskadesh with her father's knowledge, the kiddusha daraisa, there this kiddusha that's midaraisa. Amart loy achlo, we say she can't eat in that case. Hacha, but in our case, was miskadesh without consent at all. Lo kol shekain, how much more so? Now Ula concludes and says, near a divrei Talmud, we see the words of the Talmud of Yirmiyahu Bar Abba, that is the Talmud of Rav Huna, who holds that Abbas, that's miskadesh and nises without consent. Avada, she cannot eat from the truma. Let's finish up. Amar Rava, my time with Rav Huna. What's the reason Rav Huna holds that she's as miskadeshes and nises without the consent that she can't eat from the truma, even though miskadeshes with her father's consent and just nises without her father's consent she can't eat? Says the Gemara, Ho of anase b'maisi yisoma b'chayav. Since she has done an act of an orphan in the life of her father, meaning once she's already gone through stage one as miskadesh without her father's consent, now all of a sudden she's a yisom without her father, and therefore she's acting on her own. She can eat from the truma. Everybody, a gut and chodesh, mishenichlis under marbim b'simcha, marbim additional simcha, ain simcha el Torah, which mechazik in ourself in our learning.